Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Hey, thanks, AD, and welcome to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Cyclone Fanatic Radio here, presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Got the big deal of the week coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes with Tim Mullen. Going to talk some Hawkeye and Cyclone football. I just said Hawkeye because I'm used to doing sports fanatics now every day for 3 hours. I know, I just botched it, but it's what I do for 3 hours every day.
I'll give you a pass this time.
We're talking Cyclone basketball right now. We'll do football later. We're pleasured to have our friend Steve Prohm, Iowa State's new basketball coach, on the air with us right now. Coach Prohm, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing today?
Not too bad. I know you're out on the road. We know you can't talk specifics recruiting-wise with us. Where are you at right now, though?
I'm in Chicago in a long security line.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dedication to talk to us in security.
To go back to Iowa. We got practice tomorrow.
Okay. Well, it's that time of year. We'll want to talk about your basketball team here momentarily. But, again, we know you can't talk specifics on the recruiting trail with us. But Brent and I were talking about just preparing for the interview here just a little bit ago. Just your thoughts. I mean, it's your first few months here on the job. I mean, you've gotten your feet wet now. How are things going, in your opinion, on the trail and, you know, all that preparation for this year? Just in general, how do you feel at this point?
I feel good. I feel really good. Within the next couple weeks, I'll be settled into my house. I think my players, or our players, are in a good place, basketball-wise, academically, socially, in all those areas. And then recruiting, I think we're, got a good grasp on who we can get, what we need, and where we need to go for in the future. So I'm excited and really, really looking forward, most importantly, to next week and getting on the floor full go with these guys.
Hey, Coach, have you noticed a difference in the type of player you're looking at as opposed to what you saw at Murray as far as when you're out on the road looking at kids?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. I coached some pretty good players at Murray.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you just want to go get the best players you possibly can get that fit what you're about, character, toughness, ability, guys that can succeed on and off the floor. But we've got to go and try to get the best of the best if we can, but also guys that are going to fit our culture and fit our program and team and university. And so, obviously competing in the Big 12 night in, night out, you know, we've got to have great players and then we've got to have great depth. And that's something that, you know, it's a process. And fortunately, I've walked in a situation where I've got some pieces in place for this year, but we got to do a good job in 16 and 17 and 18 to build the future.
Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm joins us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Coach, it's easy for guys like us to sit and talk about the benefits of a European trip and whatnot when we really don't know. I mean, we don't see those games. We don't know what happens inside of the locker room. But being a new coach, getting to know these guys, not even on the floor, but the camaraderie that came with it, looking back at that trip, how successful was that for you guys? And as far as the comfortability goes with you leading up to your first season, how much did that help?
It helped a lot. It was just, I think the guys needed to see, you know, my demeanor on the sidelines, my demeanor in the huddle, how I was going to coach those guys and teach those guys. So the familiarity, that part, getting more familiar with one another, I think that was huge. You know, I think we only had six scholarship guys with us on the trip just because of NCAA rules and injuries. But the trip in a whole was really beneficial for us culturally and basketball-wise. And it kind of gave us a little step ahead, not necessarily putting things in basketball-wise, but just from a standpoint of getting to know each other a little bit better. And that was big, just getting the relationship a little bit more invested.
Coach, when you took this job, you said one of the reasons you leave a job that you loved like Murray was just, a dream opportunity to coach a group of talented players like this. And, you know, preseason magazines are coming out. You guys are top 10 in most of them. I guess my question to you is, now that you had Europe, you've had some workouts, you're talking about practice tomorrow. Hey, what has surprised you about this group? Is it an individual player? Is it a characteristic of the group? Name something that maybe you didn't quite expect with this group of guys.
You know, I'll probably phrase it like this. I won't say it surprised me, but what I've been impressed with is their work ethic, how they get in the gym on their own. I think that's what I've been really impressed with. I don't think there's been any surprises. You know, basketball is basketball. You know, coaching, teaching, relationship building, building a team, building a program. Basketball is basketball wherever you coach. But players are different. And so you got to have guys that love to play, love to compete, love to work. And that's one of the things I've been really impressed with this group, you know, starting with George and going on down. These guys really get in the gym. They put a lot of time in. And they're very, very competitive, and they love to win, and they know how to win. And so that's something that I just want to continue to build on.
Coach, what's a typical day like now when you get into practice tomorrow, and then as the practice ramps up in October, you do much scouting of other teams? You mainly scout your own team. Are you looking at old game tape? What's a day like in the life of Coach Prohm right now?
This week was Sunday recruiting, Monday recruiting, Tuesday recruiting, Wednesday practice, today recruiting, tomorrow practice, and Saturday I speak at a clinic in Minnesota. So it's a full week. But during the travel and on the plane, what I really try to do is get familiar with what these guys are comfortable with on the offensive end of the floor. Fred did an amazing job the last 4 or 5 years here and put these guys in really good positions offensively to be successful. And I want these guys with a returning group. I'm not here to establish my will or establish my point or get my point across. I'm here to, you know, help these guys get better and grow in a lot of different areas. So I spent a lot of time researching what they've done, what they've been successful with. And so I'm prepared to put them in those same situations and then add some things that I'll bring from Murray that I think would be good for this team. If you really look at both playbooks and both styles of play, they're really, really similar. It's just terminology is a little bit different, and I'm even changing some terminology of mine that's a little bit more familiar to these guys, things that they're used to. So I want to make it as easy as possible for these guys to make the transition, especially on the offensive end. And then practice will be a little different. You know, we'll do some offense, but right now I really want to get our defensive culture in place. I think we can, you know, be a little bit better rebounding, be a little bit better, you know, defending the basketball, defending the three-point line. Those are some things we need to improve on to hopefully take the next step.
Coach, I'm just curious how much you've looked into, you know, the oppositions in the Big 12. I mean, I know we're months away from the Big 12 season beginning, but I guess that would be one of the disadvantages for you coming into the league for the first time, having not really coached against these teams and that personnel. I mean, have you taken a day or two to do any scouting on that end, or is that just something that will come later in the season for you?
You know, I haven't looked really at future opponents, you know, the Oklahomas, the Kansases. I've watched them when I've watched our game playing them a couple times, but what I've actually got one of my assistants doing right now, one of the guys that's not on the road, is spending time starting to break down the Oklahomas, the Baylors, the Kansas, the Texas, so we can start having a really good feel. You know, the first time through your league, you know, it'll be very new for me. But the good thing is I've got returning players who are very experienced, very knowledgeable, and I've got some guys on staff that are returning as well that are familiar with this league, and so they can help me as well in that process. But also it'll be advantageous for us too, because it's my first year in the league. So from a scouting standpoint, for the other teams, you know, it'll be a little different for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, hardest question you'll get today. Monte Morris tweeted earlier this week that you know how to do the kids call it the whip or the nay-nay. Is there truth to that?
Yeah, I know how to do it. Whether it's good or not or better than Dabo Sweeney, both Dabo and I went to Alabama, so he may be a little bit older than me. I don't know when Dabo finished. I think he finished a little bit before me, but Monte just said that I probably could do a little bit better than Dabo. So hopefully we can win a big game, and you guys can find out whether he's telling the truth or not.
All right. Well, we're gonna definitely hold you to that. Are you you went to Alabama? So do you, are you one of those guys who are you still like a Bama football fan? Do you follow the program?
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch the game the other night. It was probably, you know, I was watching the Iowa State Toledo game, really. And then when that game finished, then I flipped it. I flipped the channels and flipped it on. I actually fell asleep in the fourth quarter in the hotel. And so, you know, I follow them still, but I got a lot more stuff going on, really, than to follow Alabama football right now, just being honest. But I do want them to do well.
Yeah, I was just going to see. I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of reports that the Saban dynasty is coming to an end after that loss. I just wanted to see if you thought us pundits were overreacting to that.
Yeah, I think probably there's a little bit overreaction. You know, one game doesn't make a season. You know, and you just got to stay the course. And if you're good at what you do, you stay the course. You're going to have good results, and you've got good players and good kids.
Are you getting I mentioned earlier in the interview, Coach, the preseason magazines and whatnot are starting to come out. Before you know it, some, like, legitimate preseason polls. I guess that's one big difference for you coming from Murray to here. I'll just put it this way. Are you getting annoyed with loudmouths like me yet? Because, I mean, we're talking Iowa State basketball in September, and this is very normal. Is that exciting for you? Is it different? How would you describe that?
Oh, I think it's exciting. I mean, I can't wait. I grabbed my Athlon's magazine the other day. And, you know, the one great thing is instead of just having one page about your conference, now you got a whole page on your team and just your school and your players and, you know, the expectations. And, you know, I always said the reason I came here, you want to be at a place where, hey, they love basketball. You can make an impact in the community. You can make an impact in the, you know, on the college and the university and the town. But a place that expects to win, that there's pressure to win. That's the great thing I think Murray prepared me for here is because you got to win there. You got to win there at a high level. And so they had high expectations, just like people do here in Ames. And I'm looking forward to, my staff's looking forward to, you know, working every day to make these people proud and continue to make them proud of what Fred's done the last couple of years and just build onto that.
Coach, we appreciate your time. It'll be less than a month. We'll see you down in Kansas City for the Big 12's Media Day, and you guys will be in Hilton Coliseum before too long. So thank you very much for your time, and fly safe tonight, okay?
Hey, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Anytime.
Thanks, Coach. Steve Prohm, Iowa State head basketball coach, joining us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clyde. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, as we are every Thursday from 6 to 7. What'd you think of that, Bloom?
It's a good way to kill time in the security line, I guess.
For him, and it's a good way for us to not have to talk about that Toledo game.
What?
Yeah, what? Huh?
I don't remember that game. What are you talking about? He
lightened up, I think. I thought we learned more about Steve Prohm in that 10 minutes than we have really up until him getting
named. I agree. And first and foremost, he can do the nay-nay, which I like.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's important. But, no, basketball-wise, it was interesting that he admitted that, he's looking at Big 12 teams already. He reads the magazine, so he's clearly aware of the circumstances that surround him, and it sounds like they're ready for the challenge. And that got me pumped up for basketball is what it really did.
One thing that you've noticed, too, I mean, just the kind of cryptic tweets from some of the guys on Iowa State's team. I mean, you could tell that UAB is still kind of sticking in their craw.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope to heck that they get UAB.
Down in Florida. Oh, man. They might beat them by 20.
Not even that, but I think it would be really good for the health. Yeah, the health of
healthy.
This, the mental health of this basketball team, if they could take out some pent-up energy on that team.
For that to happen, though, they what? So the
UAB,
first game.
UAB would have to be Illinois.
Yeah.
I think UAB will be the favorite.
Who's
right?
Who's Iowa State play? I should know this because I'm going to that game. Who's the first? Is it George Mason?
I don't know. That's the Emerald Coast Classic.
Emerald Coast Classic. It's on the
Iowa Virginia Tech, right?
It is Virginia Tech.
It's Virginia Tech.
Okay.
It's Iowa State, Virginia Tech,
yeah.
And then it's UAB and
Illinois. It's just the four.
Yes.
The winners play, losers play.
Correct.
Yes. I hope that happens. Yeah. So
I think it's Iowa State, UAB. I guess I'm not really as up on Illinois as I
Well, they lost
at this point.
Revante is gone. I think they've got a decent recruiting class, but I would assume UAB would be the favorite.
UAB
they have pretty
young
much everybody
talent.
Back.
They bring back that entire team.
They lost their shooting guard.
Could you imagine like how jacked up Niang would be?
Oh, it'd be. I mean, if you want to play emotional games in November, you really do. Like,
yeah,
it's good for
absolutely.
You. I think it's even better for this team that's going to need motivation to play games like that. And what better way to relieve some ills of the past if you can just put them away and just get them by 20, 25, and then make yourself feel better? I think it would go a long way for the Big 12 season because this team has goals. And that could also be a nice little transition from the Hoiberg to the Prohm regime. For I think the fans as well.
Absolutely. All right, we'll shift gears. We will go to football. Tim Mullins from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive is here. We've got a big Nebraska Furniture Mart deal of the week. This is a really good one. It's a fun one. You guys will like this one. We'll make our picks as well when we come back here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're broadcasting from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on CycloneFanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Pollard. Director Pollard, is that the proper way to address the athletics director?
I think you'd answer to either. But I think he'd probably prefer Mr. Pollard or maybe just Jamie.
I like Director Pollard.
It makes him sound like he's like in the Russians in the 60s.
All right. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're presented, as always, by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We have Tim Mullins. Great Tim Mullins.
Tim Mullins.
Nebraska.
Did I see you were here that night? Do I always mispronounce
your
name? Yes, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me until now?
Here's the deal.
I thought your last name was Mullins.
Yeah, there's
Gray
no
wrote it down
I'm
going
to be honest with you. Yeah, Gray took the sword for you because he goes, here's the deal. Whatever I pretty much write down is what Chris knows, and so I wrote it down incorrectly. So he fell on the sword for you, but it's been called Mullins my entire life. It's okay.
I thought your last name was Mullins.
No S.
Because if I was like mispronouncing, I would just admit I'm wrong all the time.
Yeah, no.
But I am sorry.
It's been done so many times, it doesn't bother me.
This reminds me of the great story that Bud Legg from the Iowa High School Athletic Association once told me.
Yeah.
Former Iowa Hawkeye great basketball player, Russ Millard, right?
Yeah.
He gets inducted to the Iowa High School Athletic Hall of Fame and goes up to one of the guys who works there and say, hey, can you guys just make sure, wasn't a big deal back in the day, but I got kids now and I want my name to be pronounced right.
Right.
And it's Millard.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's Russ Millard.
No. Not according to Bud Legg.
I trust Larry Morgan.
No.
On KDSM.
The guy's name was mispronounced for like a decade.
You've seen that before, though, in sports, where it's like a guy has gone by this name forever, and then out of nowhere they're like doing it totally, and they're like, what happened? Oh, we've been pronouncing it wrong forever. He clarified it for us.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks for letting us
know
now.
Yeah, we're good, though, Chris.
A year later.
Mullen,
we're good, though, buddy. Yeah.
From Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're going to get to our hot deal of the week here momentarily. We do have a call. Let's see what Ryan and Ames wants to talk about. What's up, Rhino?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Chris, yeah, what's
up? Remember on your show with Ross leading into the football season, you just kind of poised a question. Why isn't the Cyclone fans, why aren't we, you know, geared up for the season? And I called in, and we were talking, and I thought a lot of it had to revolve around the quarterback position. And you said, if we started 0-2, that you'd be ready to usher in the Joel Lanning era. Well, now we're 1-2. So, and we've actually seen a few snaps from Lanning. And I know that maybe all the faults haven't been on the quarterback, but we know what we get with Sam. And in overtime, in the second overtime, that first down play, those are throws that Sam has to make. Even though maybe he had an up and down game and misses Jawan Wesley, that's a wide open throw. If he's going to be the dart thrower, if he's going to be the guy that's accuracy, that's what we need. Because Lanning can run the ball better and can probably push the ball down the field better. So my question to you, Ben, is if we're not ready to usher in the Joel Lanning era, like how close are we? So thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I think it's a fair conversation. I tweeted halfway through the game, all right, I'm ready to see Joel Lanning. I don't know if you saw that. But I guess my deal is I really liked what they did offensively.
I did too.
Other than execution. But their game plan was good. I mean, if you look at the box score, everything other than the final score, which is obviously what matters, it's less Sam Richardson, the quarterback, that I have a problem with. It's more mentality. I mean, I would like to see more C.J. Beathard in him, to be honest with you. I want to see a guy go out there and get pissed off. And you know what I mean? And you just don't get that from Sam. But again, I mean, not to put it all on Cole Nettin, but you make a chip shot, and the whole conversation today is different. So it's difficult for me to throw that one. When you have 14 penalties and when you miss a 32-yard field goal to win the game, it's hard for me to single out Sam Richardson.
I'll say this. Lanning looked a lot more comfortable than I thought he would look. And
I think
he had the one fumble,
but more, Brent.
They'll increase his workload.
Yes.
Because when he was on the field, he added something that they haven't had, and that's the run game with the quarterback.
Yeah.
I think it actually gave Toledo something to think about. It was effective every time he was on the field. I liked how they used Sam. You can't ignore him. He's a good enough athlete, Sam, where he could go catch a pass if they just ignore him.
I think they're ramping up to that, Ryan. I mean, I think when you see Kansas come to town a week from Saturday, I think you're going to see more of Joel Lanning.
With 10 snaps, maybe not into 10 snaps against Toledo.
Yeah,
it was like 6 or 7.
I don't know.
I
loved how they approached offense in that game. It was night and day better than the first 2 weeks. I don't know. I mean, to just bench him and put in Lanning as a starter and not play Sammy, I don't know because I mean, listen, these guys are coaching for their jobs. If they, I mean, if they genuinely think that that kid's going to lead them to more wins, they're going to do it. Well, I don't think they're that. They want to have a job next
year. So here's the part, the other part there. I think you're right with the job thing, clearly. And so you also, you're not really coaching for the future then. You know, yeah. Like you're not, like sometimes you'd say, when Chizik was here, he played Arnott a lot in 07, knowing Arnott was his quarterback of the future, so he benched Brett Meyer.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know if you're going to be here next year, why put in Lanning unless you think he gives you the best
you're
chance
playing
to
the
win?
Guy who you
play
think
the guy you think is going to win.
Help keep your
so,
job.
So I didn't get any more cut and dry than that.
Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. What's up, brother?
Not welcome back.
Sorry, we had to hash that out with
that's okay.
With Ryan from Ames.
It's a good topic of conversation.
You know what else is a great topic of conversation is this week's Cyclone Fanatic Deal of the Week with Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. This is a good one.
Yeah.
I think anytime you bring up a big, shiny, beautiful television, it's a big deal. Especially in my opinion, I am a brand loyal guy to Sony.
Yeah.
I love Sony. If I can get Sony in pretty much anything, I like to do it. Now, I did buy a Samsung with my most recent TV.
Great TVs.
Great TV, too. But I bought one of the original Sony Bravias back in the day. Remember those?
Yeah, absolutely.
I spent like $1,500 on it. It was like a 40-inch.
Yeah, times have changed a bit on the pricing.
Yeah, but it's still perfect. I mean, like, that's my point. Like, the quality. Yeah. In fact, I think it may have a little better quality. Like, I swear there's, like, some purity to it. Yeah. I love Sony.
Can you get to the deal?
Well, but I'm building up the deal for Tim Mullen of Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I'm building it up for you.
No, it is. It's Sony's a great TV. So is Samsung.
You should bring me on to come sell TVs
I
for
should.
You guys.
Yeah, bring you on the floor and have you stand there and just promote TVs
I'll just
all day
yell
for
about
me.
How great Sony is.
Give you like a bully pulpit and you can just stand there all day.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no, the TV today is actually an interesting twist on a great TV because of the specific one we're bringing aboard today. We got a Sony 55-inch. It's 1080p, 120 hertz, LED, 3D, all the good stuff, HDTV. What this one brings to you that's a little bit different than the other ones we've done is there's some bells and whistles on this one that make it way more attractive TV than most. One thing, it's got the built-in Google Cast, which is a great product for doing phone streaming, things of that nature.
Yeah.
To me, the biggest part of this one that is good is you can actually stream PS3 games directly from your TV.
Wait a second.
Yeah. So if you're a gamer and you like playing games, no need for a PS3 control box. All you need to do is hook up the DualShock 4 controller to the TV, and you put in your password, work it out with Sony on their system, and you can actually play games through their online system through your TV without a PS3 gaming system.
Yeah, technology's gone a long way since the old Nintendo.
Yeah.
So in like 10 years, where will we even have game consoles?
I don't think so. It'll be gone.
It's going to be all
It's just
going to
all be in a TV.
Yeah, yeah. That's my opinion. I mean, you know, right now you can go in there with the system and basically you can rent games for, you know, 2 weeks. You can rent it for X period of time. But, you know, you sign up with them for a program. But it's a lot different than having to go buy the, you know, expensive consoles, which, you know, and then go buy a game you hope you like, you don't like. It's like being able to rent games right in your home and you don't even have to buy the system on this TV. So
if I'm listening at home and going, okay, great, what's the price?
Yeah. And here's the deal. He's pushing it.
I know. I'm a listener.
Yeah, no.
I want to
no,
know the deal.
Bloom interviews Steve Prohm.
I know.
He's jabbing at me.
Can Tim Mullen name
no,
any
no.
Okay.
So, yeah, the deal this week, the normal MSRP on this product is $13.99, so about a $1,400 TV. And, you know, limited quantities while supplies last. But starting tomorrow morning when we open the door at 10 o'clock through Sunday, we're going to do this for $699.99.
So that's 50% off.
Yeah.
If I'm doing my math.
Your math does not escape you. 50% off MSRP, yeah.
Sony 3D. For 700?
For 700, including the PS3 streaming system, Google Cast, 120 hertz, LED 3D. It doesn't get much better than this, so.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's a great deal.
Really
this
good.
Is a great deal. You know, the first week we did that Samsung, which is a killer deal at $599.
Yeah.
Same size TV, but the bells and whistles on this one are well worth the extra $100. And still an amazing deal off the MSRP that you normally deal with. So.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited to bring it to everybody. So come on in and see us. And
tomorrow morning through Sunday, right?
Tomorrow through Sunday, yep, while supplies last. So we got a decent amount, so we should be able to take care of everybody. So.
Of course, we're ramping up for the big grand prize at the end of the year, the tailgate system, the dish system.
Yeah.
And that's got the portable projector and then the portable screen.
Yep.
As well.
Yeah, it's, you know, you can stop in the store, turn in a slip there. It's entry one. one person per entry. You must be 18, legal resident, all the good stuff. But when you do the pick'ems here and go on a Cyclone Fanatic and you win that weekly system, you can have a second drawing. So that's the whiffing for Cyclone Fanatics out there. But, yeah, it's the Dish TV tailgater system with an Epson portable projector and a Daylight 73-inch projection screen. So, I mean, it's college football, pro football, whatever you want, wherever you're at.
All right, let's roll up our sleeves and let's get to this week's picks.
Let's do it.
I don't know about you,
what are the records?
Well, I just know I'm winning.
Oh. I'm in last.
It's 12-6, 11-7, and 9-9, but not that anyone's counting.
I'm 9-9.
You could go to Nebraska Furniture Mart, get yourself a 55-inch TV, and get some gambling advice from Mullen.
Yeah, there you go. And you need to make a few extra bucks.
When you're
Tim
going
Mullen's
to Vegas.
Guy. I think this week's games are hard.
They're good.
They're
fun.
Tough.
I think these games are brutal.
They're fun.
Let's start with BYU at Michigan.
Yeah.
Wolverines are a 5.5-point favorite. Tim, what do you like?
Yeah, you know, BYU, I picked BYU last week to beat UCLA. They came close. They came real close, but didn't get her done. But, you know, the stats that I were looking at is BYU's defense is tied for the FBS lead interceptions this year. And Jake Rudock's the other quarterback.
Oh, no.
That right there, give me BYU at Michigan. And those guys are ready to play, too. BYU is, they're full of enthusiasm. They're good to go.
I agree with you, Bloom. BYU 3-0 against the spread this year, all is underdogs.
Don't fall for the traps. See, here's the problem now. We saw this past week in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers. They go out east for a noon game and got hammered by Pittsburgh. 11 o'clock kick in Michigan.
Is Michigan really better than Nebraska, though? I mean.
Well, but that's, again, you just played a tough game against UCLA. Yeah. Now you got to go on the road to Michigan, who has a good defense. I just think that's a recipe for a tough game for that offense. I think Michigan wins that by two touchdowns.
Fighting Harbaughs.
Yeah,
that's a good one. You get that for necessary censorship right there, Andrew Downs, who's listening back at the KXNO studios. All right, let's go to the Pac-12. USC 5.5-point favorites at Arizona State. I really don't know, Brent Bloom. I'm going to take the home team just because I don't trust Steve Sarkisian's Trojans on the road.
Yeah, that's fair. Just looking at the two talent levels, I think USC's better. I don't trust them. I would never go near this game. I think it's going to be right at it. I'll just take USC because I don't think Arizona State's as good as they have been.
What do you think, Tim?
Well, you know, at the beginning of the season, there was a lot of talk. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit had Arizona State in his Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of talk in Heim. They lose that game, and everyone kind of fell off the reservation about him. But to me, I think that's fueling Arizona State right now, and I'm kind of with Chris on this one. I actually think it goes the other way.
Interesting.
I feel like this was like the Louisville-Houston game to you a few weeks ago. I think ASU comes out, and I think they put up four touchdowns and win like 42-38 in a shootout, take them on.
Sarkisian, if he loses two games in a row with what they thought they had this year, I mean, that with his off-court, off-field stuff.
Well, and the issue becomes
that flirt with it.
I think Pat Hayden, their athletic director, will get fired, too.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a big
Well, he is Sarkisian.
Game.
They're tied together. Yeah, they're married.
They are, yeah. So, like,
they
I don't know if Sarkisian goes in the middle of the year, but one, I think that president makes a move, and they're both gone.
If you've never watched a Pac-12 game recently, that's one to watch. There'll be some fireworks
that's
there.
That's good football.
It reminds me
of the Big 12. I mean,
it's a late game, too. Yeah. I mean, it'll be after everybody's all done, and it'll be the singular game to watch late night.
Todd Graham is a crazed person.
Yeah.
Gus Malzahn probably is right now after how Auburn's been.
He is too.
Here's one for you, gentlemen. In its last eight games, Auburn 0-8 against the spread.
Wow.
They are 3-point favorites at home against Mississippi State on Saturday, Tim.
A little stat you just said makes me feel better about saying Mississippi State here. But, I mean, to me, Auburn's a mess coming off that. They're missing their best defensive player. They got a new quarterback under center. Mississippi State's got Dak Prescott in there ready to go. I just think there's a little lack of confidence in them right now. I say Mississippi State here.
I think Mississippi State's really young. Having them go on the road to Auburn, who's obviously going to be clearly ready. I mean, they're not going to be Jacksonville State where they weren't prepared. I know they have the quarterback problems. I don't see Auburn losing twice in a row.
Who's the idiot in this room who picked Jeremy Johnson as his Heisman winner this year? God, I suck. I'll take Mississippi State because I'm so sick and tired of being burned by Auburn.
How do you – but you weren't the only one. How do you go from a Heisman hopeful to being benched three games in?
And people laugh at this, but only if you saw it, you understand. Did you see Jeremy Johnson's spring game?
No.
Like the video?
No.
I mean, he looked like a combo of Cam Newton and, like, Trevon Boykin.
Really?
The guy – And I know it's a spring game, but like, just it was like watching Yao Ming do layups back in the day. You're like, man, this guy's unbelievable.
What's hilarious, C-Dub, is the two Heisman guys you pubbed were Johnson and Auburn and Beathard at Iowa, and the one has the better chance than the other.
This is true. Beathard's like top 25 Heisman contenders right now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Kansas at Rutgers. Now, we're tabbing this one as, I mean, who's more terrible? Rutgers is a 12.5-point favorite. Bloom?
Well, I was wondering about this game. It's like, why in the name of the world is Kansas going to New Jersey for a non-conference game? It makes no sense, but there's a reason. Charlie Weiss, when he got the job, said, what areas of the country am I going to recruit? I swear to you.
Shut up.
And New Jersey was his target. So that's why he scheduled the Rutgers game. It's because he thought New Jersey could be a hotbed of recruiting talent for Kansas. Another logical reason why Charlie Weiss is no longer coaching.
Wow.
But I think that's within 10 points, so I'll take Kansas and get the points.
I took Rutgers to cover.
Yeah.
And the only reason is, I mean, I get Memphis is not a bad football program. In fact, I really like their coach. Those of you listening in Central Iowa, keep an eye on that guy, if you know what I mean. 55-23 loss to Memphis, though, for crying out loud. They lost to an FCS team at the beginning of the year, not even a power. I mean, Rutgers isn't any good, Tim, but they're good enough to beat Kansas by two touchdowns.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was looking at this, and it was you know, that ESPN FPI ranking, it's 85 and 114, respectively, Kansas to Rutgers. And it's just neither team is very good, but at home, they need a big win, and they got no bigger smile on their face than seeing Kansas come to town.
At least Kansas has a coach.
The Sagarin ratings, Bloom, 30 FCS teams are better than Kansas.
Yeah.
30.
I mean, don't start saying this about Kansas. Just don't. We know what's next week. Okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
TCU, 8.5. At Texas Tech, I've been very vocal about this one that I like. I won't steal your thunder, Tim.
No, it's okay. I heard you earlier today.
I'll let you go ahead. No. Because I think we're in agreement here.
Yeah, we are. That's what I was saying when I got here tonight is I heard Chris on the show earlier, and he was talking about upset alert, and I'm with you. I got Texas Tech here.
You're picking the upset.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's funny because, you know, my notes were the same as exactly what you're saying. Losing all those defensive starters.
Yep.
I mean, I think it was 7 or 8 they lost.
They've lost 6 in season, 7 if you count preseason.
Yeah, and I think Texas Tech is obviously on an emotional high right now after what happened last week with Arkansas. I think they at worst cover here, but I think they pull off the upset and take care of the whole thing. So
I got them to cover. I think TCU will maybe win the game just because, I mean, at the end of the day, Texas Tech still has to stop Trayvon Boykin in that offense, too.
They
dropped 82 points on this team last year. But that could be a factor, too, Bloom. It's not like Texas Tech and Cliff. We saw Cliff Kingsbury mouthing off last week. It's not a guy who forgives and forgets very easily.
That's going to be a nasty atmosphere. Like, not a good atmosphere, a nasty atmosphere.
Former Iowa State players have told me that's their least favorite place to play.
And they're pumped up. They're undefeated. And this is huge. This is the biggest game in Lubbock since Mike Leach was there. I mean, this is massive for them. 8.5 is a lot in that situation. So I think I agree with you. I think TCU still wins. But I wouldn't want to lay a touchdown.
Well, I think the players are ready to go take a bullet for their old coach there. I mean, the way he goes on TV and stands up for him and embarrasses the other team in a press conference. They're like, do you see what coach did? Let's go take care of him.
National TV, 330s, it'll be well served by then. I mean, that's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd actually be fun to
witness. Can
you buy
beer in Lubbock? How does that work?
Yeah, you can now. You didn't used to be able to.
Back in the day, it was dry.
Yeah. But now you can.
Okay.
It's easier to have a gun down there than a beer.
No, that's actually true. It used to be, yeah.
Their mascot's walking around with two guns.
He's shooting guns at every person.
Right out loud. I mean, gee,
it's a funny story real quick. I was down there a couple years ago, and some 12-year-old stopped me as I'm getting ready to go in the stadium, and he gave me, like, the two shooters gun. Guns up, guns up. I was like, who are these people?
They're Texas Tech.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
America.
Oklahoma State, the first marquee, I don't know if I call it marquee, but the first, second, if you count the last game we were just talking about. But we're in Big 12 season, put it that way. Oklahoma State, a 4-point favorite over Texas. Texas found its quarterback last week, Bloom, where they missed an extra point to tie it. Cole Netton feels bad. What about that kid?
No kidding.
Against Cal.
But of course he made the same kicker made as 44-yarder to beat Iowa State last year. Whatever.
Tim, what do you like? Four for Oklahoma State at Texas.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's currently ranked top 20 in both scoring offense and defense. Texas won seven straight at home, but in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast this time. Home openers, that is, in the Big Ten. But I think it's Oklahoma State here. I just think they're too powerful offensively. And even with the change of quarterback, I don't think they've got their groove yet in Texas. So I take Oklahoma State here and by two touchdowns. He's like 35-21.
I agree with you. An experienced Oklahoma State defense. They mix up the coverages, Bloom, and it messes with Hurd, the quarterback.
Yeah, he's been good, but he's played Cal. Yeah. So okay.
Which is a terrible defense.
Yeah, they're awful.
And Texas's defense stinks, too.
Yeah, their defense has gotten so much worse than last year. It's not a very good team right now. And, I mean, that 4 points, absolutely.
Yeah, bring it on.
Give me the Cowboys.
All right, Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. The big deal of the week, that 55-inch Sony. It's got the 3D. You can stream the PlayStation 3 games directly to that TV. MSRP is, can I say $1,400 or do I have to say $1,399.99?
You can round the penny.
You can buy it for $699.99 while supplies last. Friday through Sunday.
For those that don't have a smartphone, what's the easiest way to get to Nebraska Furniture Mart? Because sometimes it gets tucked away there.
No, I do agree. Basically, you go to 100th and Hickman Avenue. Keep heading east on Hickman Avenue, and you're going to turn south on 94th Street. We're just on the left-hand side there.
He's Tim Mullen. We'll be back. Glenn Waterhouse is going to join us. We're going to we'll talk a little bit about that Iowa State-Toledo game, I guess, because we have to. When we come back here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team? Baseball? Hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy to search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise, or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Femley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Man, I just tasted this bench warmers pizza that we got here.
What kind?
What's the kind of that pizza, Tim Mullen? The Paul Rhodes? That's what we're eating, the Paul Rhodes pizza. Tastes better than that feeling after the Toledo game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go and say hi to our friend Dr. Buck. up at the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames. What's up, Dr. Buck? How are you today, buddy?
I'm great. Well, we're having a little bit of a quiet week on the football complex this week, but doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, we can't complain. We can't complain. We're making the best of it. We just talked to Coach Prohm. Got dipped our toes in the basketball waters here on during Iowa State's bye week. What's bye week for you guys? For you and Dr. Warmy, are you guys, Dr. Greenwald? Do you guys just sit around drinking coffee all week, or do you got to see some appointments there at the McFarland Clinic?
Well, we're always busy at McFarland Clinic, but we head out to the football complex, and we got a number of the boys that are in rehab after knee surgery and things, and so it's good to see them. And we got some fractures healing and some MCLs healing. So, but thankfully, I mean, injuries have really not been a big factor so far this fall.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, Doc. I mean, I know you can't talk about specifics and whatnot, but it does. And I'm knocking on wood as I say this. Iowa State seems to be a much healthier football team than it was the last 2 years. I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Was that fluky, in your opinion, yeah, as just how many guys went down for Iowa State?
Right. I mean, it just waxes and wanes. You know, here at Iowa State or at Ames High, I mean, it's amazing. Some years are just really bad, and the next year will be light. I think it's just the law of averages.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, I'm not an expert on the field at all, but that's kind of how it seemed to me as well. Doc, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for all you do for us at Cyclone Fanatic, and we'll continue to promote you and the fantastic work you guys are doing at the McFarland Clinic, all right?
Well, it's great talking to you guys. It's great to be a Cyclone, and let's hope that we can nudge positively forward next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Buck there at the McFarland Clinic, thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Take care. We now welcome Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance. You can go to his website, glennwaterhouse.com. We got to get you on Twitter, Glenn, so you can your former Cyclone, of course. You've got these hot football takes. You and I are text back and forth during that. We need to get a Glenn Waterhouse Twitter feed. What do you think?
Hey, I'd be all about that.
So then you can get your hot takes out to the masses during the game.
That's right.
We heard last night.
It'd be a great Twitter handle, The Waterhouse.
At The Waterhouse.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's taken.
It probably is. I'll look into that for Glenn.
We heard Cole Netton last night. I don't want to kill this kid because I love that kid.
The year, because he is taking some heat, he was the most accurate kicker in Iowa State history prior to the year. He only missed 3 kicks last year. He's missed 3 already this year. So I think kickers, again, sometimes just don't know what's going to happen. But he's by and large, he's been pretty good kicker by Iowa State.
Well, I heard him last night say he wanted the ball centered.
Yeah.
Glenn, you've coached. When Paul Rhodes was asked about it on Tuesday, he didn't want to talk about it. I felt like Coach Rhodes was falling on the sword for somebody. I don't know if it was the running back. I don't know if it was his offensive coordinator. I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. But to me, I mean, that is kind of a basic football move to center the ball in that position. Do you think somebody just botched that, or do you think it was just poor, just a awful game management at the end? How would you describe what you saw?
You know, I served as a special teams coordinator at Drake for 4 years after playing. Billy Cuniff was my kicker. I worked with Billy for years. And we as kickers, they want to be in the center. And especially if you're a right-handed kicker, right-footed kicker, you know, they're going to pull it left. And so I thought it was, you know, a total coaching meltdown right there. The not make sure that the ball's in the center of the field, because if you're going to go for something and you have enough time, I watched this again last night, you're going to try to get in the end zone, then draw a play that goes to the end zone. Don't hand the ball off to a freshman to go left, okay? So I feel bad for Cole Netton because he got put in a bad situation. Granted, yeah, it's a 32-yarder.
He should have made it.
Right.
We all know that.
But that's tough. It's a lot easier to be in the center. And I think that was one of the biggest coaching errors for the game.
I haven't heard your take on this one yet, Bloom.
Hey, 32-yard field goal, I don't care what hash. I mean,
no, I think we all agree with that.
70% proposition. I think I've never been a coach on the sideline in that situation. But it was really hectic. Iowa State was kind of in jet tempo. They weren't sure if Toledo was going to use timeouts. They didn't. They had one left. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't have done what they did again. If they had it again, they would have centered the ball. That is clear. It was a mistake. I don't know whose fault it is. If Thomas ran the wrong way, what have you. But at the end of the day, you've got a veteran kicker to win the game, and he's won a game before. By the way, that Iowa kick was from a hash mark, right? Wasn't it?
How long was that kick?
That was like a 30-yard field goal. It was from the other hash mark.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
It was like 30.
It's not that he couldn't do it. It's just the matter. How many games have we watched on TV over and over that they're going to set the last field goal, and they get the ball in the center, and you call a timeout, and the guy kicks it?
I bet Cole kicks 100 of those. He's going to make 95 of them.
My bigger problem one of the ones he with missed. It, Glenn, and this was my hot take after the game, wasn't even the whole centering thing. Just don't give the true freshman the ball. Don't even have him in the game. Like, my old deal is you have a fifth-year senior at quarterback. Like, if you need anything done, like, I'd much rather just put Sam in the shotgun, snap it to him, have him dive forward and fall on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to me, that's what bothered me.
But it was also they got down to the eight and they got a holding call. So it should have been.
Which
a,
gave them extra time to even think about the decision.
I mean,
I sat and watched it for a minute, sitting there watching it. Okay, what are we going to do here, guys? Rewatching it. So, hey, you know.
We just move on.
Well.
What?
Glenn's
a special team expert.
Opening up a wound. I had healed.
But if you're going to talk to anybody about this issue, it's Glenn Waters.
Now I'm mad.
I've been waiting all week to ask Glenn about this on the air.
I'd gotten over it.
Well, Chris, I do got to tell you, man, I was pretty upset with our offense going into last week. But I did see some glimmer. I think maybe they were listening to us talk about opening it up.
We were talking about that at the beginning of the show.
We got to score points.
You got to score more than 23 against Toledo.
Yeah.
But there was progress.
I still think offensively you got to move Lazard and those receivers and throw downfield, down the center of the field. We're still doing those little out routes.
Attack the middle.
Yeah.
A linebacker's got to be on somebody.
If you throw a pick 45 yards downfield, it's as good as a punt on third down. You know? So
here's a theory I've tossed around in my head. I think for the first couple games they missed an E.J. Bibbs type player. What to do with that position? Because the tight end still has yet to catch a ball, and we're three games in. So what do you do there? Because he was their middle of the field guy that could open up space in the middle.
What about putting Lazard in the slot?
Well, and I don't know what you do. I don't know if you put Montgomery there. I don't know if you do anything there. But I think they adjusted okay against Toledo. They did some more stuff.
Here's an idea.
I think they missed Bibbs more than I thought they would.
Mark Mangino's a hell of a lot smarter than me.
He is.
Do whatever you have to do to get Alan Lazard the ball. I don't know why that's, you know what I mean? Like, target him 20 times a game. I don't care.
Even the commentator on the show, the broadcaster there was saying, I don't know why they're throwing it, lining him up outside. You know, it makes perfect sense. Put him out
maybe
in the
you will. I mean, listen, like, for all the...
Can I tip my cap to DeVario for that one catch he had, by the way?
Dude, that was
my
gosh. Play of the year nominee. Yeah. Right
that's
there.
The thing, if they win
you
the game.
You win that game, that's what we're talking about.
That's
like DeVario
stupid.
Montgomery just gutting it out.
Instead, he just, it's like an afterthought.
But I was glad to see some things happen offensively that I was wondering was going to happen. So maybe we got a shot to score a few.
I hope that they really lay the wood to Kansas.
I do too.
I mean, because that.
Be cathartic for everybody.
Well, I mean, listen. I think we can all sit here and agree. They're 1-2, which is not acceptable. Nobody's happy with it. But if you watch them play, they have better players than they have the last 2 years, and it's not even close. And I think the Big 12 bloom, call it even whatever you want, I think it's down.
It's still good.
It's. I'm not saying it sucks. But
they
I
don't
think
have the elite.
No. I mean, they're not going to beat TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma. And they're not going to do it. You could try and argue with me if you want, but it's not going to happen. But name another game on there that is just absolutely not winnable if they're healthy.
I agree.
And it's not really a commentary on Iowa State. It's a commentary on everything.
Right.
I don't know how much Big 12 football you've watched, Glenn, but, I mean, my God, that Kansas State...
There's some definite winnable games.
Yeah.
If they get the if we can come back, and I think everybody would expect we should beat Kansas. Okay.
Yeah.
Think
if they don't beat Kansas, then I'm quitting my job.
But if you beat Kansas and you get a little bit of swagger back, our defense is playing pretty good. You know,
defense is legit.
Yeah. There's some opportunities.
Okay, but I think just as a fan in general, you know, Rhodes' first year, he goes 7-6. We haven't had a winning season since. You compare him to where McCarney was back at year 6-7. McCarney was like 9-3 and 7-5. They want to see some wins, and everybody's rooting for that. And so I think they get by Kansas. Maybe they get some wins. Maybe, you know, we have more positive talk.
You got to start somewhere. But Chris, I'd like your opinion on this one too. I think this team, talent wise, is more talented than Rhodes' 09 team that won 7 games.
I would agree with you. The only place it's not is the offensive line.
Okay, yeah, true. I mean, that had KO and
Hayworth Hicks
and
Ben Lamont.
That's a pretty good line.
The offensive line is a lot better than this. But the defensive line, are you kidding me?
I just think there's some pieces there.
Like Nate Prayer was like their headline guy.
Right.
Like, I don't know if he cracked the three deeps.
You're out of Muscatine, right?
Yeah. And there's nothing against him. I don't think he would crack the three deeps.
Which isn't to say that what Iowa State's doing is acceptable right now, because like you said,
we're not saying that.
It's just the talent. If you haven't noticed a talent increase from 2 years ago or last year, then you're blind. I mean, there is a difference. I don't know if it's going to make a difference win-loss-wise, but they're at least.
And frankly, that's not our job.
It's not our job.
But I can sit here and tell you that Damon Tucker is a hell of a lot better than anything they've rolled out.
So they're at least, it is better. It's just, is it enough in the Big 12 to actually win games? And I don't know that.
If we win that game against Toledo, guys, we're having a little more positive talk here, and
positive talk is getting some life insurance, because then if you die, Bloom, your family doesn't have to eat it,
right?
And it's life insurance month, right, Glenn?
Yep, September's National Life Awareness Month.
Maybe that's not quite the endorsement you want. If you die, your family doesn't have to eat it, but there's some truth to that.
Absolutely, you know, we've saved 4 lives today. I mean, just this today, we've wrote 4 life policies for customers. So
awesome.
It's kind of a deal. You don't like to do it, but it's better that than watching people struggle.
You know, people want to go out and buy TVs from Tim Mullen, but they also need to come in and make sure they're taking care of their family if something bad happens, and we want to take care of them if that does.
We love the deal we got from you. Because now, I know that I'm getting my money back in 30 years, or I can put it toward another policy.
Here's just a dumb question, because I'm not an insurance expert.
Okay.
What age... Because we get a lot of younger guys and gals that listen to this. What age is an appropriate age to get life insurance?
Well, first off, you want to get it while you can. You know, I've known a lot of people, including my own family, who's got sick or got cancer and becomes uninsurable. I got a call today about somebody that we're not going to be able to make an offer to. So you want to get something while you're young enough and healthy. The rates are a lot cheaper and more affordable when you're younger. And so... You know, we find a plan that works with your budget.
Okay.
So,
very good.
Glenn, thanks for your time, man.
Appreciate it. Go Cyclones.
Love talking Cyclones with you. GlennWaterhouse.com, State Farm Insurance. And a quick programming note for Cyclone Fanatical. One, you got to check out the FAWcast this week. It's up at Cyclone Fanatic right now. Mark Charter from MarkCharter.com. He and Adam Gray just go off. I don't know if you listened to it yet.
I did.
Like those guys are pretty entertaining cats, and like they just like if you want like to hear like just pure fandom, just spouting off, that's what they
I'm
do.
I'm guessing it's the same conversations a lot of you have had
with your buddies
this week,
having a beer.
Yes,
that's what the podcast is. MarkCharter.com.
Good dudes.
Check it out. He's our realtor at CycloneFanatic.com. Really good guy. I can't say I endorse him because I've never used his product, but I know like Rob Gray, right, who works with us at Cyclone Fanatic. He's went through Mark. Adam Gray did. A lot of people have had awesome experiences, so go check that out.
I saw Mark post that this year already he has sold $20 million worth of house.
It's a lot of house.
So that's he's clearly doing work, and he's good at it. Which if you're selling your house. Hey,
you want the guy who's selling the $20 million?
You want the guy that's good at selling houses when you're selling your house?
Hey, I sold.
Yeah, I got
40,000.
This can be podcasted, by the way.
Yeah,
people missed the Prohm interview.
This will be missed our interview with Steve Prohm. It will be on. We'll have it up on CycloneFanatic.com later tonight. Our iTunes, if you search at Cyclone Fanatic, as always. Thanks, AD. We appreciate it, man. We love AD back at the studio. We've got a little morning rush coming up tomorrow at 6:00. The Cardinals and the Brew Crew are coming up. We'll join that in progress next on 1460 KXNO.